And now we're pleased to bring you
the Cupcake Castle.
Actually.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
How are you doing?
So tell me, Miss A, what are you doing?
What am I not doing? I've found out 3 things for him.
What are you making in here?
Banana bread, potato salad, guacamole, I don't know.
And what's this yummy smell?
Bacon.
Oh, say it ain't so. Are you frying bacon?
You want me to say it ain't so?
No, I like bacon.
Oh, you did.
The power went out and she's still doing bacon.
It kept right on frying, too, in A-Lot. Did you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just kept right on frying. Didn't miss a lick.
Potato salad.
Uh-huh.
What recipe are you going to give me today?
I'm not going to give you a recipe today.
You're not?
No.
You don't have one to give?
No, I don't.
No recipe to give.
Mm-mm.
What you got to give me? Grief? There's bananas in a bowl.
Yeah, you can mash it.
What are you doing with the bananas?
I'm talking about making banana bread.
Banana bread.
Yeah.
How you make banana bread? You ain't giving that one away either, are you?
Why should I? Nobody cares.
Oh, the horror of it all.
Don't throw that away.
I just threw the little butt end off.
You messed that up. Put that in there.
You
don't throw any part of that banana away.
You don't?
Oh, swear.
Oh, Moses, smell the roses. Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
And I also need some sugar. Regular sugar. But now the air conditioner's not coming back on because it gets confused. The power goes off and then it's like, wait. You go look at the thermostat, it says wait.
Really?
Okay, I'm waiting. Yeah,
because then I have to think about it. Oh, shit,
I was running, then I was cut off, then my turn right there. You got it?
It's thrown that one outside before.
Oh, my God, it's crazy in here.
It's thrown it before. Like that?
Yeah, that's good. No, it's good. That's probably more mash than I'm asking.
For the next 5 minutes, I'm going to party like it's on sale for
a story of an actor who had died while he was she does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning, as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral, I am thinking of your voice.
A Mounds bar is not a sprinkle. A Twizzler is not a sprinkle. A Jolly Rancher is not a sprinkle, sir. Perhaps in Shangri-La they are, but not here.
So what am I making? I'm making ranch dressing. That's a real challenging recipe.
You have to talk to the podcast.
Yeah, to your.
Yeah,
no,
what am I making? I'm making ranch dressing.
We're making ranch
dressing. The damn ranch.
Well, they can't see what I'm doing. Okay, this part here is really visual, so y'all watch real close.
Yeah, Jeff's actually cooking something besides chili. Watch closely.
Watch closely now.
You pour the milk in there.
Pour the milk in there?
Mm-hmm. Just slosh it in there.
What you cooking, Mama?
Ranch potato salad, banana bread, ranch dressing. We're going to make hamburgers and stop training, guacamole.
I guess the question is, what are you making?
Yep. 1.5 cup sugar.
Ugh. Oh, burgers.
It's got to stop right now.
Right.
But we need the rank, so we don't really want it to stop, but we really need it to stop at least for a little bit so we can make hamburgers.
Can you just stop for like an hour?
Oh, Dad can grill in the rain. Don't get me wrong. It just can't be turning a gully washer.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because then it makes it a little difficult.
Just grilling in the rain. I'm grilling in the rain. What a wondrous feeling. Pinchy assistant is a pinchy assistant.
I'm gonna pinch you. Oh Lord, did I put 1 or 3 in here? Jeffrey, does that look like 1 cup of sugar? See, look, I put.
That looks like about 1 to me.
Put this in the trash?
Yeah, that's only about maybe 1 or 1.25.
No, you've got to put it in something.
And then put this in here and stir it, right?
Mm-hmm, with a whisk. I hope I didn't just put too much sugar in here because I can't remember what I did. I don't think I did. Don't we have a grease jar somewhere, Jeff? Is it down to nothing? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, very good. Here you go. There's your wings.
Thanks.
I hope I didn't just use too much sugar. Yeah, that looks about right. But you can only put that in there if it's cooled off grease. This is the best banana bread recipe I ever found. That's 20 years of making banana bread for you, and this is the best recipe.
Are you going to give it up? You going to give it up?
Who's going to make it?
Who's going to make it?
Yeah.
Anthony from Paris.
You think same chick will make it?
No. Is it vegetarian? Is it
veggie?
Or what
does
they call it? Veggie?
Does she have, does she eat, like, milk products and stuff? Got eggs in it.
I don't know. It depends on how veggie you are, huh? How they say that?
Vegan.
Vegan?
Yeah.
Vegan.
I thought it was vegan.
Vegan? Like Donald Vegan?
Donald Vegan?
Donald Vegan. Yeah, they like him a lot, Donald Vegan. You know what, Steely Dan?
Where's my measuring spoons? Oh, I washed them. For what? You don't do that like that. You pour it in there. Oh,
my God.
All right. Do I have to give it?
Yeah.
You can stop whisking that.
Give
now.
It up.
I don't feel like it. Screw it.
Oh, come on.
My recipe for this month, because it's been probably a month before my next podcast, get a lot of bacon, fry it up, and eat it. That, and you'll feel better.
I need a recipe.
All right, guys.
You gotta give me something. Give me something.
Two medium bananas. It's 1.5 cups sugar, 2 eggs, 1 cup of sour cream, real sour cream, not light, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 medium bananas mashed up, 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon vanilla, and 1/2 cup nuts. And you mix it up in just the order that I just said it, and you divide it between 2 loaf pans, and you bake it at 325 for 50 to 60 minutes. That's it.
Wow. Another 22-year-old recipe given away.
It's not 22 years old. Can you give me out the baking soda?
How many years is it?
What?
That secret recipe.
It's not a secret recipe anymore, obviously. That's trash. I got this recipe from one of my Mary friends. So it's really her recipe.
Yeah, well.
Take it.
Some might call this a good record.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know.
such a thing.
I was just saying.
See what I'm saying, man? Understand?
Oh, thank you, God.
Today we're thanking God for lots of things.
Electricity, for one. You heard about St. Louis being without power for like days and a week or some crap. I thought to kill myself. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have done that.
What?
Had sour cream on that special, and then I... You want to lick a mayonnaise?
Do it!
I can't. I got peanuts falling out of my mouth. Can I lick this one?
What?
Can I lick this one?
Yeah,
I can lick
one.
Yeah, I'll pinch you a second.
So it gets brown on the other side. It's got to be really crispy. All right. Oh, God. I don't know if I can bake a banana bread. It's going to be 80 fucking degrees in here. And this pork needs to be thrown out. You're not eating this.
You can keep that.
Look at that. Who wants to eat any nasty-ass pork except for bacon? There will always be a place in my heart for bacon. But I'm not eating pork again for a long time.
Why?
I'm serious. Because that show.
That Dirty Jobs?
Yes. Oh, mighty. Did you hear that, Anita? What they feed us pigs? Oh, I ain't eating no more pigs.
The bacon gets to stay, right?
Bacon can stay. I need a bottle.
They were showing last night on this thing they got on the
Discovery
cable
channel.
Access on Discovery.
Cable
now.
Access?
On Discovery Channel.
Come on.
On the Discovery Channel. Dirty Jobs. That guy goes and helps all these people do these different jobs to see who's got the dirtiest job. And then they feed the pigs.
It's all this food left over from like Vegas and stuff. When you go to Vegas or all these places that have all this food out, you know, and then it all get eaten, then they ship it off. You know, all this leftover food they ship off to these pig farms.
They
it's
put
the
it
most
in this
disgusting
big, huge
shit you've ever
and
seen.
Cook it down and turn it into like. Well, first they drop it out of this big truck, a big
and it's all slop. It's all runny. You see
donuts
floating in it.
Coat hangers and just everything.
Champagne
bottles.
And they
sit there and they pick all that dirty, all the crap they can't eat out of it.
And then it goes up on a conveyor belt, what they don't throw out, and then they cook it.
They turn it into like a stew-like looking stuff, and they put it in the back of this truck, this dump truck, and drive it from point A to point B, and it sloshes around. Food's pouring everywhere.
And the food is all over every inch of the truck. Oh, it's disgusting. It's unbelievably disgusting.
And then they add alfalfa
and
stuff to it.
And dying for that crap. They love it.
Yeah, and the guy's scooping it with a shovel
scuffing
on top
it.
Of it, and he's scuffing it out. And and the guy, he says, I can't, I'm going to have to get it on their head. And the other guy goes, well, don't get it in their ears.
And the pigs are like all climbing on each other to get to it and stuff. And he's pouring this slop in there, and it... And then, like, some of the pigs are licking it off of the other pigs. It's all yellow. Just yellow. Slop. Yeah, it kind of puts you out of the mood to eat anything pig, except for bacon.
And hot dogs.
No, you buy beef hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ugh, God, I like the three up about three times just watching it.
Pros and cons of bacon.
I do too.
Leaving tomorrow, him and Linda are going there for 4 or 5 days. And I said, what's your favorite thing to eat there? And he said, he likes the seafood buffet. I said, you know what they do with that shit when they're done with it, don't you? And he goes, no. I said, they turn it into pig slop. And he goes, well, yeah, they got to do something with it. And I said, well, once I saw that show, Dirty Jobs, I just said, I'm not ever eating pork again except for bacon. He said, well, where do you think bacon comes from? I'm like, I know where bacon comes from. I just started feeding him that up. Where do you think bacon comes from? He said, our hand. Doug, Gary, I know it's still pig, but I can't quite give up bacon yet.
You just trust me about which part of the pig you are.
And Lisa goes, oh, I love pork anything. I like pork chops, barbecue pork. I'm like, yeah, I'm with you on the pork thing. I like pork too. And Tom's like, she's like, I'm still going to eat pork. I'm like, you didn't see the show. I'm done. That was gross. Don't you think that was gross?
Pretty gross.
They eat anything. At least a cow is, you know, like, they don't just eat anything, you know, like, right?
Yeah, they eat grass.
You know, chicken feed. They don't just eat shit.
And unless we feed them something else, and then they get mad about it. Cows.
Yeah, that's real funny. Yeah, cows aren't meant to eat meat. That's why that shit happened.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Podcast is ending now.
Eat more bacon? I don't know. What am I supposed to say? Goodbye, cupcake. I'll miss you.
No, you want to say? You don't want to say sayonara, hasta la vista, or...
Hasta pronto. I don't know. Now, why not go say goodbye? You never said goodbye before.
Okay, we'll just say parting is sweet sorrow.
Oh, gag.
Huh?
Oh, you're full of it.
Like them pigs.
Are we about to stop it? I miss you, Cupcake.